So there's a drain over here, and so although we're standing in the driveway and we're looking at a house with roofs and everything, and so there's a lot of water that's coming off the roof of this house, and it's hitting the driveway.
This is Paul Montrone. He's part of the New Hampshire Shoreland Coalition, which sticks up for the rights of shoreland property owners, and he's got a lot of shoreland to protect. A wildly successful businessman and founder of the biotech firm Fisher Scientific, he owns three sizable homes on Winnipesaukee in Wolfboro.
The goal on this property was to have almost no water that arrives on the property wind up in the lake. We want to go minimum.
Montrone is in the process of renovating and expanding two of these houses. Along the way, he put in drains, carefully graded the land, and installed areas that gather water and let it slowly percolate into the ground. He carefully captures the rainwater runoff from his property and lets it filter through soils before entering the lake. Despite everything Montrone is doing to protect water quality in his community, he was one of the driving forces for loosening the restrictions imposed by a 2008 law called the Comprehensive Shoreland Protection Act. But let's start with a little background. In 2008, lawmakers passed a complicated statute trying to ensure that as much shoreland as possible would be left in its natural state. Among other things, it created a point system for trees, shrubs, and ground cover within 50 feet of the shore. The idea was basically this. During storms, when rain washes off the land into water bodies, the slower it's moving, the better that is for water quality. That's because water moving quickly carries things that don't belong in lakes. Fertilizers, road salts, sediments, and what have you. But if you slow the water down, some of that junk can settle, and erosion doesn't eat away at the shore. A lot of shoreland owners saw the rules as too complicated and restrictive. And in 2011, the law got a major overhaul that loosened the restrictions.
Some of the changes were badly needed. They just hadn't worked and were very difficult to implement. But there were also some baby with the bathwater problems.
That's Durham Democrat Judith Spang, who's introduced a bill to the House of Representatives that strengthens some of the protections again. The changes tweak the point system to encourage homeowners to increase shrubs, ground cover, and the number of trees on shoreland.
So we were beginning to get properties, you're nodding your head, properties where we had a few large trees, the Roman Colosseum kind of look rather than the natural woodland look.
Basically, Spang's bill is looking for the middle ground. Her proposal has high-level bipartisan support and is likely to sail through both houses. The reason that the state has gotten involved again is that since 2011, some lake towns that favor stronger water quality protections have started adopting pieces of the 2008 law on their own. Wolfboro strengthened its local controls, Moultonboro's planning board has recommended that its voters do the same at town meeting this year, and officials in Meredith say they plan to look into watershed-wide protections once the state settles on its rules. Lawmakers are worried that before long there'll be a crazy quilt of regulations that make it difficult for contractors to operate. They hope that passing an updated statute will nip that in the bud. But Meredith's development director, John Edgar, says as long as there are lake towns that want to protect their tourism economies and clean water, that's par for the course.
In many respects, every town's zoning is different. So, you know, whether you have a 20-foot side setback in one town or a 10-foot in another, or this town has this code and that town has a different code. So the building community is somewhat already prepped for that.
Many in towns like Meredith are discouraged with what they've seen since the law was changed in 2011. Mark Billings is the chairman of the Meredith Conservation Commission, and he says he's not convinced that the state's latest proposal will put that to a stop.
Filled in non-designated wetlands, overcutting, huge increases in impervious surface within the buffers to the shoreland, all of which would contribute to degradation of the water quality in the lake.
Even in Paul Montrone's own town, Wolfboro, planners have adopted the state's 2008 rule. Jamie Houle from the UNH Stormwater Center says that's because the science is unanimous that pavement and rooftops, or impervious cover in science speak, can be bad for water quality.
No question. The science is there. I mean, I could probably list for you 15 references just on this link between increasing impervious cover and a degradation of water quality.
Houle says, knowing that link, the next question is what's the right balance between protecting the private rights of property owners and the public good of clean lakes? Paul Montrone gets that, but his point is that runoff can be slowed down by engineered solutions, like the ones at his homes.
And we're standing here, we're looking at the lake, and there's what people consider to be horrible, evil. We're looking at what would be in the summer lawn, and then a rather narrow waterfront buffer. But there's a lawn right here, right in the place it's not supposed to be.
He thinks what's really needed, since the state can't be everywhere at once, is education to teach homeowners like him how to do the right thing, and also a more holistic look at what's affecting water quality rather than just focusing on the shoreline.
That water coming off here.
In front of his homes, he points down the road at a hillside dotted with lawns, all of which drain down toward the lake.
It hits that culvert, hits that nice little quaint little creek, and goes right into Lake Winnipesaukee. Everything from up above. I'm doing all that, and this is all ignored.
Regulators may not ignore all of that for long. The EPA recently announced that 60 towns, mostly in the more developed southeast corner of the state, will need to reduce the pollutants running into their water bodies. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.